What's up, y'all? Kelly Clarkson with Wayfair. My favorite thing about the holidays? Decking out my whole house. It's not a competition, but if it was, well, I'd win the season with Wayfair. Outdoor inflatable Santa? Got it on Wayfair. Trees, lights, and ornaments? Wayfair. Hosting must-haves like dining sets, beds, sheets, and towels? Wayfair. For everything in your style delivered with fast and free shipping, visit Wayfair.com or the Wayfair app to win the season. But again, it's not a competition.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
This isn't just a game, it's a once-in-a-generation event. The Harlem Globetrotters 100-year tour. Celebrate 100 years of high-flying dunks, 100 years of show-stopping moves, and 100 years of changing the game. Bring the whole family and be part of the legacy. This game is once in a century. Be there at Schottenstein Center on December 27th. Go to harlemglobetrotters.com for your tickets to the 100-year tour.
Hey, what's going on, Grow Squad? Hope that you're doing well. Thank you for tuning in. Check it out for episode number 10. Can you believe it? We're 10 episodes in of the Eugene Hamilton Podcast, and I thank you for your support. Thank you for sharing. Thank you for liking. And thank you, most importantly, for subscribing. In fact, I'm going to invite you. I'm still looking at the analytics, and it's showing that 72% of you all that are enjoying our conversations from week to week are not subscribed. Let's make this thing official. Go ahead and subscribe. If you're looking on YouTube, if you're listening on podcasts, hey, go ahead and hit that bell, share this thing out, and let other people know that the Grow Squad is moving forward. And in fact, our mantra is every single day, we're trying to go, we're trying to grow, and definitely we're trying to glow everywhere that we are. So thank you for being a part of the family. I'm still inclined to let you know that if there are five more people that want to hit me up, shoot me a DM, and let me know how you're going to grow every day, I'll send you a free shirt. Yeah, one of our free shirts. Our Grow Squad shirt. I'll send it to you free of charge so you can represent wherever you are. Don't forget, I know that we're in a new month. Whenever you're watching this, I'm not sure when you're downloading this, but we are in a new month, but we are still looking at the book, you know it, Atomic Habits, talking about how we take those small steps every single day and get huge. I'm talking about big, big results. So join us as we continue to delve into that book, as we continue to dive into that book. In fact, I'm going to encourage you, look down in the show notes, hit the link. There's a special code there just for you. You can go ahead and order that book on Amazon or wherever you purchase your material. And I promise you, Atomic Habits will be an instrument in your life that will help you go, grow, and to glow. Let's get into our conversation for today. But before we do that, let's have a word of prayer and move forward. Father, we thank you for this day. Thank you for life. Thank you for strength. Thank you for health. Thank you for my friend today that has tuned in, whether they are driving down the road, give them safe traveling mercies. My friend right now who may be in the gym working out, I'm asking that you would help them meet all their goals. My friend right now who's in the house, just listening and just downloading and just internalizing whatever we're talking about today, I ask that you would give them clarity, give them purpose, and continue to be with them every step of the way. Thank you so much for who you are in our lives. We pray it all in your name. Amen. Today, we're talking about something I think will be of benefit to you. That's why I hope when you're sharing out these episodes. Today, we're talking about embracing change. Yeah. One thing is true and sure in life. You know full well that everything in life at some point, it changes. In fact, I think you've changed over the course. In fact, let me say it this way. I hope you've changed. I hope that from age 5 to age 10 to age 15 to 21, whether you're 40, 50, I hope that as you're growing in life, as you're going, growing, and glowing, a part of that is embracing the change that takes place. And one thing that's important, in fact, I remember when I had my first, and don't laugh at me, probably my only growth spurt in life. I've been the same height since I was about 12 years of age. That's why if I could find my childhood doctor, I'd have a few words for him because he told me I would probably be 6'4". Here I am, 5'10" and 3/4". Don't you forget my 3/4". I'm 5'10" and 3/4". I've been the same height since I was about 12, but I thought I was going to be a little bit taller than I am now. But one of the things that happened is I grew probably from like 5'6 to 5'10 in a short amount of time. And with that, my knees were aching and I didn't know what was going on. Along with my growth, along with my change, came pain. And oftentimes in life, people don't like change. They reject change for one reason and one reason only. We love the end results of change, but we hate the process because the process sometimes is painful. In fact, there's a quote, I think Muhammad Ali said this. He said, if you're 50 and you haven't changed from age 30 to age 50, you've wasted 20 years of your life. If you have not changed, I'm talking about changing for the better. If you haven't grown, if you haven't developed, if you haven't become a better version of yourself, you're wasting time. And I'm hoping if you're part of the Grow Squad, which I know you are, I'm hoping that you're understanding in life that in order for you and I to give the world the best version of ourselves, we've got to change. And I'm going to give you about seven or eight tips a day as to how you can embrace change, how you can move forward and allow change to be of benefit in your life instead of being bitter. But I want to give you a few things as to why people don't like or can't accept or don't like accepting change. I did some research, as we always do, and the American Psychological Association shared this. They found that nearly 2/3 of adults living in America, the United States of America, North America, nearly 2/3 of adults living in this country feel stressed about change, particularly in the workplace. So in other words, oftentimes in life, and let's be honest, you and I'll speak for myself. I'm a creature of habit. One of the things that's interesting is I didn't get married until I was 40 years old. Now, nobody trying to find out how old I am, but I didn't get married until I was 40 years old, which means if I've been living by myself from age 18 to 40, that's a huge chunk of my adult life where things were the same in my house. I could go in the house and put my dirty shoes by the door and nobody mess with me. I could leave the top off to the peanut butter jar in the kitchen when I was by myself, when I didn't have a wife and a family, and nobody bothered me. I could leave dishes in the sink for a whole week and nobody got down on my neck and told me that I should wash them or anything like that. But now things have changed. They've changed for the better. Oftentimes we reject change because we can't see how change works in our favor until change actually works in our favor. Let me pause there. Oftentimes we don't like change because we don't see many times how change benefits us, because while we're going through the change, oftentimes the change is not immediate. If you're going to the gym, and I mention this often because I'm in the process of trying to change my body, but I realize I can't go to the gym for 1 week. Then all of a sudden, I'm looking in the mirror and I got a six pack, or I can take my shirt off at the beach. No, brother, slow down. Slow down, right? Change oftentimes it takes time. Oftentimes change also brings things out of us or brings things to the forefront that we got to get rid of that sometimes we want to hold on to. But this study done by APA, the American Psychological Association, suggests that a lot of adults reject change not only in their personal lives, but also in their professional workplace lives. And oftentimes that's a difficult adjustment for many people because, once again, we like our routines. We get a new boss. A new boss has different ways of doing things. We get a new supervisor. That supervisor has a new way of reporting, that they want you to submit your reports a different way. And so oftentimes people reject it. But additionally, the Myers-Briggs company did a study as well. And their research indicated that around 37% of people have a negative reaction to change, feeling anxious or worried about it. The day before my life changed for the better, The day before I got married, I couldn't sleep. I was anxious. I was excited. I was also scared, but I was also bubbling with joy. A large percentage of people, though, hold on to negative reactions to feelings, which suggests that individuals are afraid of change for several reasons. They are uncertain and they have fear of the unknown. They feel as if when they change, or if they change, or because of this change, they'll lose control. So we're control freaks. We like to control every aspect of our lives. Comfort with the familiar is another reason why people don't like change. And then fear of failure. Sometimes people think that if we change, in fact, in college, I can remember changing my major, right? And the fun thing about changing your major is sometimes credits will transfer. Sometimes some classes will just become electives or become null and void. And sometimes people are afraid of change because that's, again, that's in your mind. That's failure. I took this class for nothing. It won't count toward this new major. I'll just finish this major then. I'll just finish this degree and then maybe I'll go back. So sometimes people have fear of failure. Sometimes they fear the loss of being in a place that they are familiar and comfortable with. And so these are reasons why people often will not, or they will find it difficult, I should say, to embrace change. Now, if there are other people that really like change. You all know this. If you don't know this by now, I'm a big fan of LeBron James. LeBron James has changed teams 3 different times since he's been in the NBA. It's 20 years now, all right? But he's changed teams. And sometimes people will look at him changing teams as if he's running from something or if he can't control something. But I believe that LeBron likes to embrace change and the challenge of, let me replicate what I did here in a new place. So we've seen him go to the Cleveland Cavaliers, to the Los Angeles Lakers, and also to the Miami Heat. But guess what? In each new place, he's won a championship. He's embraced change. He's embraced the new environment. He's embraced new teammates. He's embraced a new coach. He's embraced a new system and said, you know what? Let me still give this new thing my best thing. Oh, yeah, that's good right there. Let me give this new environment still the best version of myself, and let me not be a person that rains on other people's parade just because I am uncomfortable with change. I know you're saying, hey, he's making millions of dollars. He's a superstar. Change is different for him than it would be for a person that's not making the money that he's making or not the superstar that he is. And you may be on to something there, but the principle remains the same. I would offer you that in order for you to positively embrace change, there are several things that I want to encourage you to take a long, hard look at. Right? And I want you to jot these down wherever you are. If you're using voice notes, if you're using notes in your phone, if you're taking down physical notes with a pen and pad, wherever you are, I want you to take note, if you would, of these 8 powerful lessons or these 8 powerful bullet points with regard to how we can better embrace change. Number one, and I'm on this a lot, and you should pay attention when somebody is on something a lot because it really means, in fact, I want to let you know that in the coming weeks, I've got a new ebook, my very first ebook that I've written. I've taken blood, sweat, and tears and poured it into this new ebook. You'll be able to download it real soon. That's why you got to be a part of the Grow Squad. You got to subscribe. You got to be a part of the family so that you'll know when new things come out. I've got a new ebook coming out real soon. Please, please keep your ears and eyes peeled. If you're on audio, if you're on video, wherever you are, wherever you get podcasts, keep your eyes and ears peeled because I've got some more things that I want to dive into that will help you embrace this first point. So if you're going to really look at change in a positive light, number one, you got to shift your mindset. Now, it's no secret, I'm a faith guy, I'm a Christian believer, and there's a scripture in the Word of God that talks about the fact that you got to let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus. So I believe that if you read the Bible, and if you were to look at the patterns of Jesus, things around him were always changing, yet his character never changed. He changed his mind and said to himself, I believe, that even though things around me may change, if I shift my mindset and say, you know what, there's something I can learn from here. There's a reason why I'm on this assignment. Even though the thing may not feel good, if I shift my mindset and try to get the good, even though things may be bad, I may learn the lesson that I'm supposed to learn during my time, wherever my assignment takes me. So shift your mindset. Number two, educate yourself on the new thing. Educate yourself. Don't just reject change. And I see people all the time miss out on advancing in life, miss out on opportunities in life, miss out on promotion, miss out on blessings. You know why? Because they just won't educate themselves about the change. Have you ever heard something in the wind about something or somebody and you took it and said to yourself, because I heard this on the internet, or because I heard this on social media, or because my homegirl or my homeboy or my cousin or my mama or my grandma said this about this person or that thing, instead of studying for yourself, you've taken their word at it. I'm not saying these individuals are leading you astray, but what I'm saying is once you educate yourself and craft your own ideas around the change, oftentimes you can weigh the pros and the cons for yourself instead of relying on somebody else. We live in a world now where people are comfortable being a carbon copy of somebody else or copying somebody else's ideas. Where are we in a society where people are no longer are creative in their thinking and have the ability to create their own thoughts and ideas about a topic? So I want to encourage you, if you are really going to embrace change the proper way, and hear what I'm saying, and I hope you're listening and got the volume up real loud, because I want you to hear this. I'm not saying that embracing change means that I automatically am okay with the change overnight. No. As I'm educating myself about the change, I'm learning different things about what this change in my life may look like, and if I really want to embrace it or not. But don't just throw, as they say, the baby out with the bathwater. Educate yourself about what change or that change looks like in your life. Number three, stay flexible. Yeah, remain flexible. In other words, I caution you not to get so rigid in this space that you're in or this new thing that you're supposed to do, that you don't find it in yourself to maneuver or pivot. If you have to, remain flexible. Number four, when change comes your way, set realistic goals for yourself within the change that takes place. In other words, if change comes my way, let's say, for instance, I'm switching roles at a company that I'm at. I've been in my current position for 5 years. Let's just say that as an example. I've been in my current role for 5 years. All of a sudden, the boss comes and says, you know what? You've been doing such a great job in this role. We're going to promote you or move you to a different department or a different level or a different chair or a different title. What I'm supposed to do now with that kind of change that I don't have a say-so over, I've got to set some realistic goals about the change. Break down the change. Say to myself, hey, you know what? Here are some manageable steps that will help me, that will guide me into that change gracefully and give me the tools that I need to be the very best in this new environment with these new people and with this additional role. Number five, if change has become so overwhelming for you, and that happens, and this is real talk, I'm a big advocate for mental health. And sometimes people, change brings about anxiety. Sometimes people get depressed about change, and I get it. In fact, I'm going to leave some nuggets down in the show notes Well, you can, this is not a paid advertisement, anything of that nature. I'm gonna leave some nuggets down when you can go to and get some additional support and help if you would like to, if change is bringing about some feelings within your body, within your mind, within your soul that you're uncomfortable with. Sometimes people, they get anxious with change. They get anxious about change. And sometimes that anxiousness leads to challenges within your mind. Wherever you are, even if that's not your case, if you're unsure about the change that's taking place or that's been presented to you, seek support. Support from who? I'm glad you asked. Oftentimes, we reject this, but you should seek support from people that have walked that road before. It would be advantageous for me, especially when I just shared with you, I didn't get married until I was 40 years of age. It would be advantageous for me to seek support from somebody, gain a mentor in somebody who's been married. Somebody that has walked this path before, somebody that has been here before, that can give me some powerful nuggets to have a successful marital journey. Or marital journey, however you say that. Forgive me if I butchered the word, right? But seek support, seek guidance. Don't think you know it all. Because newsflash, none of us know it all. Number six, I want to encourage you as you're embracing change, as you're looking at this new path, a new journey that you might be on, don't you forget, don't you get so lost in the change that you forget about self-care. Sometimes people are so excited about change that they bury their heads in that change, and round the clock, that's all they're doing is trying to ensure that I'm doing my very best, and you should. But sometimes in doing that, we don't take care of our physical and our mental well-being during times of change and transition. And that too could harm us. Stay positive, number seven. Stay positive. I'll let that sit right there. As you're listening to this podcast, I want you to replay it over and over in your mind. As change is inevitable. Change is a part of living. Change is a part of life. You got to stay positive. Because change happens so often in our lives, it would be poor management of my mind, body, and soul to keep a negative outlook or a negative attitude. Stay positive. Then number eight, be patient. Yeah. Sometimes we get so in a hurry in life and we don't let change take root. We don't let change go through the process that it needs to grow and develop us into what we need to be. And we find ourselves, in fact, check it out. I think that anybody can grow a tree, but it takes a person that's intentional to bear fruit from that tree. So you got to be patient. You got to understand that fruit doesn't just grow overnight. You won't see the fruit of your labor just overnight. It takes time. So be patient and understand that change happens. It comes our way for a reason. It comes our way sometimes. In fact, I heard this saying a long time ago. I'm not sure who I heard it from or where it originated. But somebody shared this with me. If the same lessons keep coming my way, if the same tests keep coming my way, if the same change keeps coming down my road, I must pay attention to know that, hey, have I learned the lessons that I was supposed to learn from that test? Have I learned the correct insights that I was supposed to gain from that test or from that period or that time, that season of change? So I want to encourage you. Don't just let change come your way. Embrace change on your path to growing, developing, and becoming exactly who you were born to be. And as you're embracing change, as you are looking at change, I hope in a positive manner. Now let me pause here, because I do know sometimes change happens and it catches us off guard. And sometimes change is not positive. I get it. I met somebody this week who their life has changed forever because they lost a loved one. That's not a positive thing. They lost their loved one to a terminal illness. And so the change that they are enduring or going through right now doesn't feel good. But I say the same principle applies, and that I've got to ask myself, even though this doesn't feel good, even though I don't want to learn the lessons of this moment, what is this teaching me? Or as my guy Trent Shelton always says, what will this teach me in the future? In other words, every season of change, every lesson that comes your way, you can't apply it in that moment. But sometimes down the road, you'll look back and say, you know what? I know exactly why I went through that. Thank you, God, for sending me through that. I embrace the change. I embrace the lessons. And I'm on to live my best life. Yo, thank you again for joining me today for episode 10. I keep saying that over and over again because I'm excited. You know, when you kind of reach a milestone, when you look back and you say, man, I started this thing off not knowing what was going to happen, but now we're 10 episodes in. Thank you, thank you, thank you for being a part of the Grow Squad. Don't you forget, down in the show notes, hit the link to get your Atomic Habits book, and also shoot me a DM if, in fact, you want to be in line for one of our Go, Grow, Glow shirts. I encourage you to subscribe. Please share and join us again as we move forward, so that every single day of our lives, we can go boldly, we can grow broadly, and most importantly, we can glow brightly. All right, take care. That's my time. See you next time. Peace.
This isn't just a game. It's a once-in-a-generation event. The Harlem Globetrotters 100-year tour. Celebrate 100 years of high-flying dunks, 100 years of show-stopping moves, and 100 years of changing the game. Bring the whole family and be part of the legacy. This game is once in a century. Be there at Schottenstein Center on December 27th. Go to HarlemGlobetrotters.com for your tickets to the 100-year tour.